The online stores. Want the perfect gift for the people on your list or even yourself? Check out the Lucchese Collection. Handmade Western boots of unrivaled quality, fit, comfort, and style. Premium luxury at an affordable price. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, your family-owned store for 61 years on Goodman Road in South Haven.
Whatever gets you revved up, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. Continuous use helps maximize mileage so that you can get more life out of every tank. So go rev up with tri-clean at your locally owned Citgo station today. Citgo, fueling good.
The live show you just have to experience.
And a little bit of
Zach Brown Band.
Cold beer on
down the rabbit hole, live.
So darling,
Saturday night, March 30th, FedEx Forum, the multi-platinum, Grammy Award-winning Zach Brown Band. Reserved seats on sale Friday, November 16th at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Zach Brown Band in concert.
Enjoy the best of Chef Kelly English with today's Perks deal. Half off $25 gift certificates to the Second Line. The Second Line boasts a casual atmosphere complete with Memphis-inspired New Orleans favorites like po' boys, seafood plates, roasted meats, and unique cocktails. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
SAS, the most successful sports gambling system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent. Rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units, 3 units being a max bet. A $1,000 per unit player has shown profits of $273,000 in 2015, $361,000 in 2016, $28,000 this month alone. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Get the winner of Green Bay Seattle tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Guaranteed profits of 7 units tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122. Green Bay Seattle free.
Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Again, you reel me out, then you could be streaming. 502 Gary Parrish Show, we're on 92.9 FM ESPN, and every day, right around this time, give or take 9 minutes or so, I'm joined by the award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. It's Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So last night, Grizzlies go up 15, then go down 8, then win 116-113 in Milwaukee. They currently own the all-time best winning percentage inside Fiserv Forum. Where were you? Will you always remember where you were when the Grizzlies took ownership of the all-time best winning percentage inside Fiserv Forum, that second-rate, second other F Forum?
I was on my couch.
Okay.
I remember completely. In fact, I was going to ask you this question because I was watching the game unfold, and I watched the Grizzlies take their 15-point lead. I watched Jaren Jackson hit the three-pointer. And at which point, I'd been off Twitter all night long. And at that point, excuse me, I'm driving along. A hawk nearly hit my windshield.
What?
That was... I'm literally driving along, and a hawk came within a breath of hitting my windshield.
Was it Trae Young?
Not just any hawk.
Was it
an MF and hawk?
Was it? No, it was a.
Was it Trae Young? Was it Trae Young? Yes or no?
It was not Trae Young.
No.
It was a giant, giant hawk. It could have been an owl, but I think it was a hawk. I'm driving down Yates. And I'm literally driving here, and I apologize for the F-bomb, but like I'm driving along.
We caught it. But for the listeners, we had to delete part of Jeff Calkins for the first time on this radio show, Gary.
That's probably true. I did it. I've said it.
No,
I don't think I've ever dropped an F-bomb or like even a bad word on the air.
I think you did, and I caught it.
What did I say?
I think you were yelling at me, and you said a bad word.
Yeah, that sounds true.
I did, actually. I remember there was one time I did, so what was I saying? That was terrifying. A hawk nearly just killed me. So where was I? Oh, yeah, so here's the question. So, Jaren Jackson hit the three-pointer. I think that made it up by 15, at which point I tweeted out, who are these Grizz? I use both Z's because with my new employer, where they're not, you know, they don't hoard Z's like my old employer did. I used, who are these Grizz?
Has the commercial appeal switched off of that? By the way, are they?
You would think for the competitive. I mean, we're just crushing them on Z's now. You know, we use two Z's. I use two Z's all the time with impunity. I understand that the people like two Z's, and the Daily Memphian, produced by Memphians for Memphians, believes in two Z's. And, you know, the outsiders, I guess they think these still go with one Z, but I go two Z's now.
Well, the other thing, you worked there, so we couldn't fight about it, but, like, the one Z thing just actually makes no sense.
The one Z thing, well, let's be clear. First of all, your daughter, your onesie is also something that children wear, and they probably sell it at your store.
That's
right?
True. You can get those.
You can get a onesie, Aiden and Ollie. But anyway, so the onesie, the idea, I think, it was Gary Robinson who said, we have to differentiate Grizz the Beast from a shorthand for Grizz. My view always was, I actually think the onesie looks, I like the onesie, but look more attractive. If you just said to me, you know, Jeff, I think it looks a lot more attractive, G-E-O-F. So I'm just going to spell it that way. I'd say, that's not my name. My name is G-E-O-F-F. That's it for short. That's what I like to call my name. The Grizzlies should call themselves the Grizz for short, G-R-I-Z-Z. It's their prerogative. Just because I myself think it's more aesthetically pleasing with the one Z, that's not my – I don't get to make that choice. Don't you think that's true?
I of course I think that's true. I never understood the one Z, and I actually struggle with this but Adidas is lowercase. That is the way you spell Adidas, and yet at CBS right. Sports we spell Adidas with a capital A, and it is technically wrong. And I notice it every time I'm asked to spell it to capitalize it because it's not supposed to be capitalized.
It's their name. They get to do their name however they want, right? I mean, it's their name. So, but anyway, so I said, who are these Grizz? At which point, the whole thing went to hell, and the Bucks went on a 25-4 run or something like that. And so I turned it off, of course. I DVR'd it so I could watch how it ended, but I didn't turn it off because it was painful, although it was. I turned it off because people on Twitter were accusing me of being a jinx. And I said, fine, I'll just show myself out. I'm going to DVR this. I'll watch it later. Now, this morning, we were talking about what percentage of sports fans believe that whatever they do, the chair they sit in, the shirt they wear, the motions they make with their hands, the fact that they're watching or not watching or at the game or not at the game, actually believe or that it has some impact on the game. And I think it's more than 50%. I don't believe it in an intellectual way, but I totally do believe it I can't get myself to not believe it. I think you are so scientific and intellectual that you don't have any such superstitions about this.
Zero. None. I'll talk to you in the middle of a no-hitter. I'll talk about the no-hitter. I think you've got to be pretty.
Even when you were playing, if you were playing in a baseball game, and you would you have respected the fact that you shouldn't then talk to the pitch eight?
I probably should, but knowing me, I would have been the type that have been like, guess who's got a no-hitter going? Like, I can't wrap my head around the idea that what I think or what I say or what I wear has any impact on this larger thing that's happening. Here's the truth.
Well, it doesn't. It very clearly doesn't. But it is interesting that I think more than half of sports. We have Steve White played in the NFL. Played for Westwood. Played for Tennessee. Played for the Jets. And played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he's on with me every single Thursday. And so I asked him this question, and he said absolutely. He said, of course. You would think a player more than anyone would understand that what a fan does in the living room has no impact on things, right? But he said that he, for the longest time, every time he watched a Tennessee game, they'd lose, and so he stopped watching. Now, I said that probably has more to do with Derek Dooley and Butch Jones than where Steve White was sitting. But Steve White, even as a former player, and I think more than half – but Brad, where are you on this? Do you have any superstitions around your impact on a game, depending on what shirt you wear anything else?
No, not really. No, and I'm much like Gary, where I'll talk about whatever the hell's going on in the middle of it.
Like, here's the
thing. You people are weirdly scientific about this. Yeah, I think most people are more like me.
I think you're right.
I think you're right about that.
In the sense that I think most people are superstitious to some degree about all sorts of things, sports just being a small part of it. But here's what I actually think happens. I think, let's just stick to sports. Everything's always...
That's the first time you said that. I'm about frickin' time is all I can say.
Everything is
let's
always...
Let's take that. Let's make that a drop. Good, Brad, go ahead.
5:10 on Thursday.
Everything is always going to... Because I could take this to another place, but I'll just leave it here.
No, go ahead.
Everything is always going to go one way or another. Always. Like, a team is always going to either hold on to a lead or blow a lead. That's the way sports works. A pitcher is always going to give up a hit or he's not going to give up a hit. And for you to think you've got anything to do with it is nonsensical. But here's what happens. Somebody is wearing a blue shirt and the no-hitter gets lost, so he thinks, oh, well, I could never wear that blue shirt again. But then he forgets, and then he's wearing a blue shirt again, and just because... pitchers usually do lose no hitters at some point. Then boom, you got the blue. Next thing you know, you think your blue shirt is the curse, or you speak
but
up about
here's
it.
Here's the point, though. I think most people, and I don't want to take this into the realm of faith. Let's leave that alone, please. But I think most people understand that when it comes to this stuff, the blue shirt really doesn't. Like, if you ask me, do I really think it mattered? Do I really think the fact that I turned off the game last night had a lot to do with the Grizzlies then going on a run of their own? No, of course, it had nothing to do with it. But why in my bones do I believe it, even though intellectually I 100% know it's preposterous? It had nothing to do with Shelvin Mack dropping three-pointers or any of that. It had nothing to do with anything. But why? I think it's sort of I think there's something here about the illusion of control, too. We like to think that we have control over things, and so that's why we project that we have control over things. Maybe.
Well it's not. Yes. It's not unlike what you were just referencing, and I know it's a delicate topic. And
let's not go there.
Yeah, but like it's not unlike that. Long as we're being honest.
Where else? If we're talking about that, what else are people beyond related? Where are people superstitious? I mean, really? Like, are they really the people that really not walk under ladders or not step on cracks because it's going to make their mother's back? Are they so shawled over their shoulders, or do they?
Oh yeah, like, I used to have a friend, and she would say she would freak out. Let's say we were walking down a street, and there was a light pole there, right? And like, I would go on one side of the light pole and she would go on the other. That like was a deal breaker for her. Like, no, back up. We have to walk on the same side of the pole. Doesn't matter which side, but we can't split the pole. I'm like, what do you mean we can't split the pole? You sound like a maniac. What's going to happen if we split the pole? But if something bad would have happened, the same bad thing that would have happened if we didn't
split the pole. She believed that even before the bad thing happened, Gary. She just believed it. And I will tell you this. I don't love it. Well, first of all, I don't love it when a hawk flies in front of my window when I'm driving. I'm superstitious about that. But then I'm also, like, if a black cat is right there and is walking in front of me, I will, in fact, try to make it not, like, if I can, just walk slightly out of my way so it doesn't walk in front of me. I will.
I'll stare a black cat down.
You could have it walk back and forth in front of you a million times. It wouldn't bother you at all?
No. Here's what I think Here's my very basic outlook on the world. Sometimes good things happen to good people. Sometimes good things happen to bad people. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Sometimes bad things happen to bad people. And you just hope you're lucky more often than you're not. But most of things in this world come down to total coincidence.
I know. But even if that's true, why then we believe otherwise? In other words, I don't think the black cat thing is based on people thinking, oh, well, the last time I walked a black cat around, I broke my leg.
It's just they're told that superstition, and so they therefore believe
Sure, because here's what happens. Here's the way this works. You're told that your whole life. Like, oh, don't cross paths with a black cat, right? And then you do. You cross paths with a black cat. And later, and it's in your head. And keep in mind, if you cross paths with a black cat 20 times, 18 times, 19 times, nothing's going to happen. But then one night, you go on to have a flat tire. And you're like, well, it's because of that black cat. I've heard about this my whole life. I crossed paths with a black cat. And now, look, I'm calling AAA. And so you think you've got this story because it happened one time. You've been told it your whole life. Then it happens one time. Now you got this story. I'll tell you where else it's true. Poker players say this all the time. They go, oh, God, every time I get pocket aces, I lose. No, you don't. But you remember every time you do. Blackjack players all the time. Dealer gets a six face card. Then she flips over a face card. She got 16, flips over a 5. Now she's got 21, or he's got 21. You know what a player at the table is going to say? Every time the dealer's got a bust card, they make a hand somehow. No, they don't. You just remember every time they do. All superstitions are rooted in that same thing. Because you've heard about it before. When it happens, you remember it, and you think one thing's got something to do with the other, and they got nothing to do with nothing.
Well, you may say that, but I turned off the TV last night, and the Grizzlies won on a win. And so I think that pretty much proves my point. Case closed there. And they now, not only that, they went on to be the winningest team ever in that arena.
Fiserv Forum. What is Milwaukee thinking? They can just go make a second F Forum in the NBA. For years now, we've had one F Forum in the NBA. That's the FedEx Forum. And then Milwaukee's like, hey, that seemed to be working out for them. They got the grindhouse. They went to the playoffs like 7 straight years. Maybe we'll make us an F for them. So they make an F for them. Then they start winning all their games at home. But, like, the thing they didn't think through.
How do you spell Fiserv?
Fiserv. It's F-I-S-E-R-V. Fiserv Forum.
Oh, it's not Fiserv, like the drug company.
It's a financial website, yeah.
It's a financial
app.
Here's the other thing. Everybody knows what FedEx is because you actually use FedEx. Like, have you ever wondered, like, some of these companies that put their names on buildings and arenas,
I know where you're going,
for like huge amounts of money, you don't have any idea what the hell it is.
I actually, yesterday though, after you said the name of it, I went and looked up that company to figure out more about it. And they actually have locations in Memphis, Fiserv.
But I know what you just told me. But if you'd have asked me 5 minutes ago, what is Fiserv? I got no idea.
Well, yeah, that's why they're buying it, I guess, to make people aware of what they are and have them look out for what that is.
And I'm sure there's some research that says this is a worthwhile investment, but I can't tell you how many times I hear about an arena or, okay, Golden One Center in Sacramento. Do you have any idea what Golden One is?
No, I have to look that one up.
It sounds dirty.
Yeah, it does sound like
Golden One. Let's see what Golden One is.
You're a pervert, Jeff.
It's a Golden One Credit. It's Golden One Credit Union.
It sounds low budge to me. I will say that sounds low budge. I wouldn't want a credit union.
But, like, FedEx works because everybody knows FedEx.
Great.
But you could make the argument that FedEx works because you already know. Why do you need that? But certainly in Memphis, they don't need brand loyalty. They're doing it because they're wonderful citizens.
They're awesome.
City. They don't need to tell Memphians that there's this company called FedEx in Memphis.
Than they need to, like, what is the Memphis baseball field? University of Memphis baseball field? Is that like
it's FedEx field? Yeah.
They don't need to do that.
They're just being good citizens.
I will say those Harley logos, the Harley logo, they should have been the Harley Center, man. The Harley Center would have been badass.
What are you talking about?
Harley's on the jerseys. So, like, FedEx on the jerseys. Harley Center would have been awesome.
Well, like Smoothie King Center, you know what Smoothie King is. You might think it's a dumb name for an arena, but at least you know what Smoothie King is.
Where's Smoothie King?
That's in New Orleans. That's down there where the Pelicans play.
Look at the Pelicans play.
Come on, Pelicans. I never heard of Golden One in my life till just now. It's a credit union. And Fiserv is what?
Yeah. It's a financial, like an app. They have locations, real locations too. There are a couple in Memphis.
All right. Well, that's good. But anyway, they
both. Well, look at that. Now they're getting free advertising out of Brad.
I looked them up yesterday.
Jokes on us. Financial services technology.
Yeah.
So they built another F forum up in Milwaukee, being copycats.
You just like saying F forum.
And so then the Grizzlies have to go up there and teach them who's real king of the F forum. It's the Memphis Grizzlies, not the Milwaukee Bucks.
They absolutely did, even though they were getting jobbed by the officials. Jaren Jackson getting jobbed left and right.
No, that's what impressive. She said.
Honestly, it was impressive with the way that they I mean, it really is. I mean, it's just the whole theory about getting pros who know how to, like, play seems to have worked. You know, I mean, you look at the West right now, and they are literally, I think they're in fifth place, and they are one game ahead of San Antonio, who's in ninth.
Right.
Right? So I'm not, you know, celebrating here yet. I'm not planning the parade route yet. But in terms of, I would not have guessed that they would be 8-5 after 13 games by any stretch of my imagination. And as Chris Harrington points out in the Daily Memphian, it was literally that game last year. They went into the exact same game against Milwaukee, Jermichael Green out with 7-5, having just lost the previous game. This exact same thing happened last year. They go to Milwaukee. Mike Conley's not playing really well. Mike Conley, I think, makes two shots last year, never plays again, and the Grizzlies go on to lose 9 straight. Instead, at the same pivot point, they go prove to Milwaukee who's better in the F for them.
Yep.
They win last night. Mike scores 26, and it feels like a different year.
Mike and Mark combine for 55. Mark makes 6 three-pointers like he's Tyler Harris or something. And now you've got a chance to move to 9-5 because the way the schedule's set up, you were in a game last night you weren't supposed to win. 10-point underdog at tip. End up winning it. Now you got a game tomorrow night that you are supposed to win. Sacramento's better than I think anybody thought. And they've got a fun, like, if you're just looking for a fun, young basketball team, like, that's a pretty good, entertaining Sacramento team because they've got, like, big-name college stars that everybody knew when they were college, now in Sacramento. They've got former National Player of the Year, Buddy Hield, former National Player of the Year, Frank Mason, two other Kentucky players in De'Aaron Fox and Willie Cauley-Stein. They got Marvin Bagley from Duke, Yogi Ferrell from Indiana. So, listen, I think there's a ceiling on what they can be. Young does not win. Youth doesn't win in the NBA. But that's a fun Friday night game. Grizzlies, Kings, with an opportunity to move to 9-5.
No, I think it's it's certainly an opportunity, but obviously they lost them last time, and their speed and athleticism will give the Grizzlies trouble. And so what's interesting is that there are teams in the West that struggled early that are starting to steady themselves, the Lakers, for example. But then there are teams in the West that you just never imagined would be competitive or really in the hunt. One of those is Sacramento, and the other would be the Clippers, and they're both right there. And so you do wonder if it'll, you know, people wonder if Sacramento's real. People wonder if the Clippers are for real. And I'll be honest, outside of Memphis, people wonder whether the Grizzlies are for real. But those are three teams that people didn't necessarily expect to be where they are right now, and they are.
In the meantime, the Jazz are 7-7. Some people had them as a projected 2 seed in the West. Rockets are 6-7 and just officially parted ways with Carmelo Anthony today. And the Timberwolves are 6-9. They got the Jimmy Butler thing behind them now, but I don't know if that actually makes them better. So those are three teams that I think most people thought could be in the playoffs that are still probably going to be in the playoffs, at least Utah and Houston. But they're certainly not off to good starts for different reasons, and that doesn't hurt the Grizzlies either.
No, I mean, I can't believe that Houston's going to stay behind the Grizzlies. That seems far-fetched.
Right.
I think Minnesota might, though. I mean, I think they certainly might. Utah's interesting. I mean, before they get eviscerated last night by Dallas by 50. That's sort of hard to believe, hard to get your mind around that. But, it's the whole goal here was to be competitive and entertaining, and I don't know how you can say that this year hasn't been competitive and entertaining. You already have a win over Philadelphia at home. You've got a win over Denver at home. You've got two wins against Utah on the road, and you've got you proved that you are the better F-center last night by giving Milwaukee their first home loss. Like, those are 5 wins that I don't think people necessarily thought they would get. And so it's been good. And Mark's been really good. Mike's now been been good for three games in a row, and so maybe we don't have to worry about Mike as much as we were a little bit ago. And Mark has really been very good all year long and was tremendous last night. So, yeah, things are shaping up well.
That is Jeff Calkins. He's going to be back in studio tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. He'll rejoin me in studio at 5 o'clock. We will play Harvard Horn Lake tomorrow. I'll see you then.
See you, man.
When we come back, I mentioned it earlier, Warriors-Rockets is tonight, 7 o'clock tip. It's on TNT. Obviously, no Steph Curry, but it's the first game since Draymond Green was suspended for a game because of his encounter, an incident with Kevin Durant. Both Kevin Durant and Draymond Green spoke to the media earlier today in Houston. I'll tell you about that next.
Whether you're excited for football season or basketball season, we can all agree on one thing. It's now bourbon season. And if you don't already know where to go, it's Gary Parrish telling you that you need to go to Doc's. That's Doc's Wine, Spirits, and More at the corner of Poplar and Kirby, right next to Swinkies in the Carrefour Shopping Center. They got great prices, a huge bourbon selection, and wine so rare that they're not available anywhere else in the world. And speaking of rare, on November 17th, Doc's is debuting its fifth release of Doc 52 Whiskey. Now, you may have read about Doc 52 in Whiskey Advocate magazine, where their first release got an outstanding score of 90 points. And at under 50 bucks, it's a tiny two-barrel blend that's going to go fast again. It's available November 17th. Doc's also has one of the best beer selections in Memphis with kegs for sale and 28 beers on tap at their Growler station. So check them out online at DocsMemphis.com. And don't forget, Doc's delivers. Yes, you can have wine and liquor delivered to your home. That's Doc's. Wine, Spirits, and More. Call or stop by today, 901-249-7928. They're on the web, DocsMemphis.com. That's DocsMemphis.com.
Anyone can deliver a box, but Kroger makes it easy with store pickup and now shipping right to your door. So check out while you're chilling with the app or at Kroger.com.
So there's a lady named Karen, lived out in East Memphis, and she wanted to sell her home, so she did exactly what I've been telling you to do for years now. She got in touch with Josh Isaw. And Josh went to work. They agreed on a price. He got 58 showings, multiple offers. The home ended up selling for more than the asking price. How did Josh Isaw do that? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. The first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. You guys agree, then Josh goes to work. And if your home isn't sold 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. Understand, the average agent in this market struggles to sell even six homes a year. Josh Isaw sold more than 200 last year. He's outselling the average agent in the market 34 to 1. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Isaw, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Hello, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Being born and raised right here, I know there's more to Memphis than just our world-famous barbecue. That's why, in addition to our classic menu, Chef Craig Dorf created his Chef's Table. Enjoy dishes like filet mignon tacos, chili-rubbed redfish, or a 16-ounce dry-aged prime New York strip with herb butter. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com to make your reservation today, or call me at 901-761-6200. Fleming's Steakhouse, the modern evolution of the classic steakhouse.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I tell people I have plans, when really I'm going to mindlessly scroll through my social feed until my battery runs out.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I talk to my dog like I have long, drawn-out conversations with him, and I think he understands me.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I'm okay with the 5-second rule. The 90-second rule works, too.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Tennessee, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Partnerships can be a wonderful thing. Together, people can achieve things they never could alone. But sometimes good partnerships go bad. When that happens, people together achieve less than they could alone, or so they believe. Marriage is like that. But it's also much more than that. On the one hand, marriage is by far the most important partnership anyone will ever join. Everything people own or care about, even kids, become a sort of partnership property. On the other hand, marriage is also a lifetime commitment, for better or for worse. That makes marriage a unique partnership. Personal success is less important than partnership success. Unfortunately, the marital partnership is a fragile one. Only one partner's vote is necessary to destroy it. Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Our firm represents men whose partners have cast that vote.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com, 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Let my money pass and go.
We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. The big game in the NBA tonight. It's a rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals, but a little different because no Steph Curry. Rockets-Warriors, 7 o'clock. It's going to be on TNT. And the big storyline, of course, is it's the first game since Draymond Green was suspended earlier this week after an incident involving he and Kevin Durant. At this point, if you listen to Sports Talk Radio, you probably know what happened. But if not, quick recap. They're in a tight game with the Clippers in L.A. Draymond gets a defensive rebound. It's tied. Fewer than 10 seconds left. Kevin's clapping for the ball. Like, give me the ball because I'm Kevin Durant. I'm one of the great scorers in organized basketball history. If Steph were on the court with us, perhaps you give it to Steph instead of me. But given that Steph is hurt and I'm the only one on the court out of the combo of Steph and I, then you give the ball to me. Let me go try to win this thing at regulation. Draymond never even looked at him, turned the ball over, and on the way back to the huddle, on the way back to the bench, and then while on the bench, Kevin kept, you know, saying, "What are you doing?" You know, the exact quotes aren't clear, but basically, give me the GD ball. Let me go win that. Why are you turning this over? Now we're in overtime on the road. Draymond listened to it for a minute, but then eventually he snapped back. He said, who the F you think you're talking to? And then it escalated from there. They end up losing the game, and then the locker room, it apparently got really heated. Everybody on the team agreed that Draymond's got to give that ball to Kevin because everybody on the planet other than Draymond understands you've got to give that ball to Kevin. And I guess Draymond did what an emotional person who is – getting teamed up on a little bit sometimes does, which is, you know, shoot back and get personal if you need to. And he went right to the subject of Kevin's pending free agency, basically accusing Kevin of hijacking their season, making it all about him because he's refused to commit long-term to Golden State and has been happy to talk about free agency in every market he goes to. So it's a non-stop topic of conversation. Draymond's point was, even if you're not going to be here next year, and most people don't think you are, including one Warriors player who told The Athletic off the record, he's as good as gone. And I've thought that for a while, and basketball people have thought that for a while as well. Draymond's point was, even if you're not going to be with us next year, just either, A, say you are. Say you plan to be here, just like Kyrie said. Kyrie put it all to rest. Kyrie might actually, sign with the New York Knicks or something. But he put it all to rest before the season started. He said, yeah, I'm planning to be in Boston. You can always use that word. I'm planning to be in Boston. I'm planning to be in Golden State. This is where I'm planning to be. Because guess what? Here's the wild thing about plans. They can change.
Sure.
People's plans change every day. And if you end up not doing what you said you planned on doing, you simply explain that your plans changed. So Draymond's point to Kevin was like, yo, just say you plan to be here. Put it to rest. Let us just go focus on the season. Or say you'll deal with that when it's time to deal with that, but you're not going to talk about it anymore. That way people will stop asking you about it. But you're inviting it, like you get off on it. In every market we go to, and now you turn this whole season into, is this Kevin Durant's last season in Golden State, as opposed to the Warriors are trying to go win a third straight championship, a fourth in a five-year period. So in the locker room, the other players were like, yo, I don't know if you should, man, this is getting rough, but like, you ain't wrong. It's one of those things where, and people do this all the time, you justify saying things you shouldn't say because they're true. You say, well, what's wrong? Well, what's wrong with me saying the truth? Because sometimes the truth is not something you say to a family member or a teammate or a friend. Like, you might have a friend that weighs 400 pounds. It's true that that friend is overweight. Kind of not cool to just walk up and say, hey, what's up, fat ass? You know?
Yeah.
Just because something's true doesn't mean it needs to be said. You know, you might have a friend who's got an ugly wife. You don't need to tell him, probably. Might be true. But you don't need to walk up and be like, yo, your wife is terrible looking. Nobody needs to hear that. Just because it's true doesn't mean it's something that needs to be said. And so it was true, everything Draymond said, but that ain't the type of thing that needs to be said. Ultimately, this all starts with you not giving the ball up when you should have given the ball up. Kevin called you on it appropriately, and then you did the opposite of what the Queen Michelle Obama says to do. She famously said, when they go low, we go high. And Draymond just went low as you could go. And so the Warriors felt like they had to do something, because though the consensus does seem to be Kevin's leaving in July, they don't want him to, because he's a generational talent. And they want to ride a Steph Curry, Kevin Durant thing for as long as they can ride it. And so you can do nothing, at which point Kevin Durant feels like you're doing nothing. You're going to let this dude say these things to me and not discipline him in any way? Or you can do something, at which point you've turned it into a very public, bigger deal than it otherwise would have been, although it would be big no matter what because it's the Golden State Warriors. They publicly suspended Draymond Green. And I think that surprised some basketball people, because what I've mostly heard is that you could discipline him, fine him privately, but when you hold him out of a game, it turns it into kind of an embarrassing deal for him. And you might be making Kevin Durant happy, but you're doing it at the expense of Draymond Green. Because whether Draymond's right or wrong, here's what Draymond thinks. I was here before that dude. We won a championship before he got here. I'm the one that said I want to be here forever. He ain't said that. You siding with him? Suspending me? It's just a bad situation. Anybody who's ever been in any sort of working environment, you know, a basketball team ain't that different. It's a group of people who work together every day. A group of people who have egos. A group of people who, most of them usually feel underappreciated, undervalued. And then it doesn't matter if it's true. You play into that by siding with Kevin Durant, suspending Draymond Green, put you in a tough spot with him. Kevin's still not happy, because Kevin knows deep down that Draymond was speaking truth. And he knows that if Draymond's comfortable enough saying that in front of the whole locker room, that Draymond ain't the only one in that locker room who thinks that way. And so I don't think it's going to derail the Warriors, because I think ultimately most talented basketball teams tend to win, and they're still that. But this ain't something that just goes away. Draymond talked about it today, and he said, quote, Kevin and I spoke, we're moving forward. I think there's no secret that I am an emotional player. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I play with that same emotion, and sometimes it gets the best of me and doesn't work to my favor. And I'm going to live with that, because it works in my favor to the good, as my resume speaks, as this team's resume speaks, more so than it doesn't. So I am never going to change who I am, and I'm going to approach the game the same way that I always do. And like I said, we will continue to move forward. He subsequently said, I've read a lot about how, is this the end of the run? Is it over? Did I force Kevin to leave? Did I ruin it? But, you know, at the end of the day, as I've said before, whatever Kevin decides to do, whatever Clay decides to do, whatever whoever decides to do, we had great years together, and I support everybody wholeheartedly, 100%. Because as a man, as a human being, you got the right to do what you want with your life, so I will never question that. And then he closed with this. What you must know, and he was talking to the media, is that nobody in this organization, from a player, not myself, not Kevin, not anybody else, is going to beat us. So if you're one of them other 29 teams in this league, you got to beat us. We're not going to beat ourselves. We're going to continue to do what we do. And you think you saw something before? Good luck with us now. We're not going to crumble off in an argument. We are going to move forward. And so that all sounds good, although I sort of reject the idea of I'm not going to change who I am. I'll never change who I am. I think, especially when you're young, if you get caught saying things like that, thinking you got everything already figured out and you'll never change, it probably means that you don't have much figured out. You probably need to change. But the idea that all this is just going to be fine, it's not true. It's not going to be fine. They can still function as a basketball team. These dudes don't like each other. They've lost respect for each other. They can fake it publicly. And how about this? Even fake it to each other. You probably know people you work with, wherever you work right now, who do not like each other, but they coexist. When they see each other in the hall, they say, what's up? They laugh at each other's jokes. They can even sit at the same lunch table, whatever, but they do not fundamentally like each other or respect each other. One doesn't trust the other doesn't trust the other. That's in every workplace, and it's in Golden State right now. I don't know if you saw the Instagram from Kevin Durant's brother.
No, I didn't see it.
It read the following. True colors ain't hard to see when someone is mad. It's so much clearer now. Instead of competing with what's already written, just follow along before the greatness is done rubbing off on you and people see you for what you really are. That's directed at Draymond Green.
Wow.
He's basically saying, you show your real self mm-hmm. when you're mad. We know who you are.
Yeah.
You should get in line and let some of this greatness, presumably it means from my brother.
Yeah, rub off on you.
Rub off on you.
Get some of this.
Before people realize, before it's gone.
Yeah.
And people realize what you really are.
Wow.
And so I promise you Kevin Durant's brother ain't speaking with, you know, at a turn there. That's about what Kevin Durant thinks about Draymond Green. We know what Draymond Green thinks about Kevin because he told us.
Right.
He told the whole team in the locker room. That's what Kevin Durant thinks of Draymond Green. This dude. Like, hey, it's great. You got some all-stars.
Right.
You made some money. But you better be glad you play with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. You better be glad you play with me.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Steph, the stars, we're the MVPs. You ain't never been in an MVP conversation. We ain't lucky to be playing with you. You're lucky to be playing with us. You got rings, not because of you, because of us. That's what Kevin Durant thinks of Draymond Green. I don't know if that's true, but I know that's what he thinks.
Yep.
So you got Kevin Durant thinking that way about Draymond. You got Draymond thinking Kevin's a little bitch. That's a problem.
It's a big problem.
They can coexist on a court. They can coexist in a locker room. They can publicly fake it and even to each other fake it. But deep down, they both know they don't like each other. It got too personal and too public of a way. And again, if you ask me right now to pick a 2019 world champion, I'd still go with Golden State. But this was always going to be the biggest obstacle mm-hmm. to them stacking title on top of title on top of title. It was always going to be the thing that if they blew up, this would be why. Draymond's out of his mind. We're not going to beat ourselves. The only thing that can beat us is another team. He's got it completely backwards. Yep. There ain't no other team that can beat them. The only thing that can beat them is themselves. This is why bands break up. This is why the Jordan Bulls break up.
Yeah.
This is why the Kobe Shaq Lakers break up. Because it gets ugly. Because everybody's got everything they ever thought they wanted, but somebody ain't happy. No matter how good things are going, and when you've won back-to-back titles and got the best record in the NBA, they're going well. But not everybody's always happy. There's always somebody who feels like something ain't right. And then it leads to stuff like this. They'll be fine, I think, but this is an issue. Steve Kerr and that locker room's going to have to work through. Be back with dinner to go.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Hey, this is John Martin from Jason and John, and on Tuesday, December 4th, Trilogy Tattoo is having their Christmas party. They're going to be open from 11 to 4:30, and on that day only, 100% of the sales will be donated to the Toys for Tots Drive at Stash Home from December 5th through the 7th. They're at 530 South Highland in East Memphis, and you can visit them on the web at trilogymemphis.com. Again, Tuesday, December 4th, it's the Trilogy Tattoo Christmas party, 11 to 4:30, all sales going to Toys for Tots.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offers 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited up to 6 hours.
And for my final feat of magic, I will now give myself more chances to win with Keno to go. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
That's not magic. All you did was add bullseye. Look, I just got more chances to win too, and I don't even believe in magic.
It's not magic. It's Keno to go with bullseye, the easy way to get more chances to win. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little did I just win $50 fun.
Woo, yeah!
Or when you'd like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Wow, good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Well, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
It's the Ram Black Friday sales event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. Have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals this season only at the Ram Black Friday sales event. Now get $6,800 in total values on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. And current competitive pickup owners get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Class based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always towed within the vehicle's capacity. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. No trade-in required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12/3/18.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Stop by happy hour daily at our bar from 4:30 to 6:30, featuring $2 off all wines by the glass, all bottled beer, and daily $5.50 cocktail specials. We also offer one of the largest bourbon lists in the city. Enjoy our small bites like the Oysters of Love and house-smoked salmon deviled eggs. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Hey, it's the $6 Million Man. Remember getting me as a kid? Feel that way again with the Honda Accord during Happy Honda Days. It comes standard with Honda Sensing, a suite of safety and driver assist features. Race you there. Get something you'll love during Happy Honda Days. Well-qualified buyers can enjoy 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Accord.
Visit your Memphis area Honda dealer for great deals during the Happy Honda Days sales event.
See dealer for financing details.
The live show you just have to experience.
And a little bit of
Zach Brown Band.
Down the rabbit hole, live.
Some darling.
Saturday night, March 30th, FedEx Forum. The multi-platinum, Grammy Award-winning Zac Brown Band. Reserved seats on sale Friday, November 16th at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Zac Brown Band in concert.
Dell's Black Friday sale for small business is on. Save up to 50% with massive deals on office essentials like computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and the latest servers. Even other top brand electronics are on sale. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Quantities are limited. Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business needs at Black Friday prices. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I hustle from a chain like a pit stop. I used to want a grip brain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little buddy's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker try me. But if you do, draw blood like an IV. I'm a lover, not a fighter dog. But I done earned most trash than the Tiger Claw. Low key, fat can't fight at all. But she got a CHL if you tryna brawl. All P, no war. I need bank like a black boy. I'm trying to get my mama out there RAV4. I just feel like she the better in the black boys. Skirt, skirt.
I want to thank everybody who took the time to go down to Aiden and Ollie, my wife's store, earlier today. She's having a fundraiser for Regional One Health, Sheldon B. Corona's Newborn Center, which is the best newborn center in Memphis. Our little boy Lou was born there 2 years ago today, right around this time, actually. And the reason he was born there is because it was a high-risk pregnancy that was always going to be a dicey delivery, and we knew that in advance. And our doctor, Dr. Jacques Sampson, said if I was in your shoes, that's where I'd be. And that was good enough for me. I think if we're going to have a conversation about basketball recruiting, he should listen to me. And if we're going to have a conversation about dicey deliveries and high-risk pregnancies, I should listen to him. So I did, and it could not have been a better experience. Lou spent 3 weeks there at the Newborn Center, and then went home way earlier than our doctors initially thought. 2 years later, couldn't be happier, couldn't be healthier. But there's still babies in that Newborn Center right now, fighting for it. You know, there's about 4,500 babies born at the Sheldon B. Corona's Newborn Center every year, about 4,500. 30% of them, roughly, are either premature, like Lou was, or critically ill. And whereas my wife and I are lucky enough to, from a financial perspective, be able to handle that, not every family there is. There are families that need help with lodging, need help with meals, need help with transportation. And so every year on his birthday, one of the things we've decided, is to, in our own small way, try to give back and have a fundraiser at the store and also online. And I know some people who have no interest in a children's store who bounced down there today to try to help out in whatever way they could. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you to everybody at Regional One. They took the time to tweet about him earlier today from their official account, and it was on Facebook as well. So they've been really nice. You know, we spent the first 3 weeks of his life with them, and we'll owe him forever for that. That's the Sheldon B. Corona's Newborn Center inside Regional One Health. You can get more information on the website. That's regionalonehealth.org, regionalonehealth.org. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the Memphis Grizzlies. They are now. And they're going to own this until at least next season because they only go to Milwaukee once. Unless, of course, they meet in the NBA Finals. Let's not rule that out. They own the best winning percentage all time. History. 5-4. They're 1-0. That's perfect. The Bucks are 6-1. That's not perfect.
No.
And it's what Milwaukee deserves for trying to create another F form in the NBA. Previously, the Grizzlies had the only F form. It was FedEx form, downtown Memphis, just off of Bill Street. And everybody was fine with that. Then the Bucks want to be copycats. We'll make another F for them. They call theirs Five Serve Forum.
Yep.
And then they got off to a nice start inside Five Serve Forum. 6-0. But then the Grizzlies, the real occupants of the real F Forum in the NBA, they said, we'll go take this Five Serve Forum. We'll make it our own. The Bucks are just learning how to play inside of an F Forum. We've been playing inside of an F Forum for years. So it wasn't a surprise when they go up big early, take a 15-point lead. Got a little dicey when they blew that 15-point lead, find themselves down by 8 in the fourth quarter. But even though the Bucks had a freak and the Grizzlies did not, Grizz had Mike Conley and Marc Gasol. They combined for 55 points. Marc hits 6 three-pointers in the game, and now the Grizzlies are 8-5 with a chance to go to 9-5 tomorrow night. Inside FedEx Forum against the Sacramento Kings.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Rockets, Warriors, Toyota Center, downtown Houston, Texas. The storyline heading into this one is the Draymond Green, Kevin Durant situation that led to Draymond's one-game suspension. So it'll be interesting. All eyes will be on them tonight. They talked about it earlier today. They said, particularly Draymond, all the right things, I guess. But like I explained to you in the last segment, they ain't cool. They can coexist. And they can fake it publicly and fake it with each other. But Draymond doesn't respect Kevin. Kevin doesn't respect Draymond. And that might be an issue going forward for the Warriors.
What should I watch on TV?
Got a new Grey's Anatomy on ABC at 7. Chris Farley, His Final Days. It's a new documentary. It's on Reels tonight. It's about the former SNL star who died at the age of 33. A drug overdose. OD'd on coke and morphine. Found dead in his apartment by his brother. So if you want to watch a documentary on that, starts at 7 o'clock on Reels. The Dark Knight is on AMC at 7. Scream is on Stars at 8, up late. Queen Michelle Obama's on Jimmy Kimmel. Steve Carell's on Jimmy Fallon. Our buddy Jemele Hill's on Stephen Colbert. Martin Short's on Seth Meyers. Maggie Gyllenhaal is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
My mock draft, CBS Sports has posted 2019 NBA mock draft. It's posted at CBSSports.com. Number 1, Zion Williamson. Number 2, R.J. Barrett. Number 3, Nasir Little. Number 4, Cam Reddish. Number 5, Romeo Langford. All freshmen. 3 of the top 5 picks from Duke. I'll post it on the Facebook page momentarily.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It's going to be Friday. We'll get ready for Grizzlies-Kings. Dave Yeager's return to FedEx Forum. Kings are interesting because, like I said earlier, they got a whole bunch of well-known college stars. Former National Player of the Year, Buddy Hield. National Player of the Year, Frank Mason, De'Aaron Fox, Willie Cauley-Stein, Marvin Bagley, Yogi Ferrell. These are probably guys you watched in college. So we'll get ready for that. Dan Wolkin, first hour. Jeff Calkins, second. We'll play Harvard Horn Lake. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. Meet me back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
SAS, the most successful sports gambling system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent. Rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units, 3 units being a max bet. A $1,000 per unit player has shown profits of $273,000 in 2015, $361,000 in 2016, $28,000 this month alone. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Get the winner of Green Bay Seattle tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Guaranteed profits of 7 units tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122. Green Bay Seattle free.
Men in the area have been working with the Memphis Men's Clinic to treat their ED for over 4 years. Now area men have experienced stellar results from wave therapy. The state-of-the-art treatment that uses a man's own healing agents to help make ED a thing of the past.
My name's David. I'm 46 years old, and I've been coming to the Memphis Men's Clinic for about 2 years. The doctor and staff at the Memphis Men's Clinic explained everything to me in terms I could understand. They explained the process completely, so I wouldn't have any confusion about what it was or why it works. And the procedure was quick and painless. I wasn't expecting the kind of results I got. I didn't think noticeable gains could be made so easily, but the results have been very strong.
Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today to schedule a consultation for just $99. Learn how wave therapy from the Memphis Men's Clinic can help you regain your performance. Call today, 901-443-0304. 901-443-0304.
The best place in Tunica for sports betting is now open. The Bucket Horseshoe. Analyze your favorite team's performance to make a winning bet. Not sure how to bet? Our knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff is ready to assist you. Come in today and see why the Bucket Horseshoe is your favorite place to bet and watch all the action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Main Event is gonna wow ya because $7 per activity play all day is here. $7 bowling, billiards, laser tag, and more. Any activity all day, just $7? Wow. Only at Main Event.